Last thing we want to think about is, you know, maybe we go into hospital to get fixed up and potentially may come out sicker than we were. And one of those horrible nasties that tends to fall into that space is golden staph. And to talk with us about that from Monash University is Matthew Belushoff, who's been doing research into that. Now, Matthew, you kind of freaked me out before we came on this morning. You said that I've probably got about a million golden staph all over me already. That cannot be right, can it?
Yeah, so humans are a host to literally trillions and trillions of bacteria at any one time. So staph is generally not a problem in terms of like living happily with us, but occasionally we have a runaway rogue couple of strains that cause all sorts of problems. But yeah, we live happily with them, you know, nearly 100% of the time.
Well, you've basically completely hit me for six, because I always thought that it was something that we, generally speaking, you went into hospital and you caught it, but we've already got it with us. So what is it that turns it into something that just is part of our ecosystem to something that becomes far more sinister?
Yeah, so probably the biggest reason is that at hospitals you're dealing with people who have already got problems with their immune system. So, you know, they might have just come out of surgery and their immune system is going crazy, or maybe they've already quite sick due to something else and their immune system is battling something else. So that leaves sort of their immune system open to attack from things that are maybe normally friendly or just harmless. And plus you've got the added complication in hospitals of things like open wounds and, these sort of things as well. So this is why it becomes a bit more of a problem in those settings. But generally in the general population, it's with us all the time, right? So, yeah.
If I wasn't freaked out before we started talking, I am now. But so you've done some research. What have you been uncovering? Have you been going through it, Matthew?
Yeah, so we're concerned with the rise of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, because that causes all sorts of problems in terms of hospital treatments and how we deal with infection in general. Because in the 50s, World War II sort of spurred the development of penicillin, which pretty much changed modern medicine as we know it. But things like common cuts and whatnot no longer became, you know, life-threatening, but, you know, this could all change again now that we've got bacteria that's resistant to almost every antibiotic that we've got on the market. So, yeah, we're trying to figure out how bacteria do it, like the nuts and bolts of it all. So sort of what are they doing to, you know, escape treatment by antibiotics? So we're drilling down into these sort of problems.
Matthew, I love you delve back into history there, because I've also learnt that you're a bit of a history buff, and one of your statements that you've made around your antibiotic research, I think pretty much sums it up, and you said, the whole antibiotics game is like the Cold War. We keep making bigger weapons while the other side keeps making bigger weapons, but apparently there is no such thing as a super antibiotic. So if that's the case, where can all this end?
Yeah, so it's probably our coexistence with bacteria, it will probably end with us stopping use of antibiotics in a certain way, and maybe treating infection through other more ingenious means. So there's people already doing this. So people, cancer research has been a sort of a good insight for how we even think about infectious disease. So there's treatments for cancer that involve what's called immune therapy, where you give your immune system basically a shot in the arm, and it sort of, you know, reacts strongly towards foreign entities. And so these sort of treatments where we use our own body's natural defenses a little bit more effectively against bacteria, because it's much harder for bacteria to evolve resistance to these sort of things than it is to just a single, you know, drug, which is much easier for bacteria to escape from.
Seems, Matthew, in the last 70 years we've been running towards antibiotics. It looks like the tide might be turning and running our way. Thank you for your insight this morning and creeping me out as well.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
That's Matthew Belushoff from Monash University doing some very interesting research into, amongst other things, golden staph at 2NURFM. It's 16 to 10. Good morning.